Dear friends, we will do well to remember the saying that we always, always tell ourselves, that pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. And sometimes the fall can really, really be devastating. That is exactly what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today. And Paul is telling us also in the second reading. He said, if you think you are standing, be careful lest you fall. And then those who were comparing themselves to the others who have fallen, Jesus was warning them, be careful also lest you perish. Be careful also lest you die. Because, dear friends, it's not about comparison. It is about vigilance. It is about vigilance. Our Christian life, our lives on earth, is all about vigilance. Now, there's a difference between vigilance and fear. There's a difference between vigilance and fear. And I always remember my mother when I think of fear, because my mother hates driving. If she sees a truck in Scarborough, she'll park here in Lindsay until the truck goes by. She's terrified of driving. Grocery store, the church, and no more. But that is not what we are called to be, dear friends. We are called to live free, but also be vigilant, because we can slip up at any time, which is what Jesus is telling the people hearing him. We can slip up at any time. No one is secure until we get into the kingdom of heaven. No one is secure. No one is totally out of it until we behold the face of God. And we can see it immediately with the people who were very close to Jesus when he was walking this earth, his very own apostles. In a few weeks' time, we're going to do the readings of the Garden of Gethsemane. We're going to do the readings of the trial and the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where were the 12 or the 11 who followed him closely in life? Where were they when this was happening? They all deserted him. Now, why I bring in their story is that if the Romans had just suddenly arrested Jesus, I think we could cut them a slack and say, well, they didn't know. This thing came as a shock. But Jesus warned them severally, time and time and time again, this is going to happen. Be ready. When he was going to Jerusalem, he told them, let us go to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over. And yet, what were our brothers, the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, doing? They were arguing about their pride. Who would be the greatest? Who would lead this band when this man is no longer here? Luke chapter 22, from verse 24 downwards. That was their argument when the master was telling them, I am going to be killed. It didn't matter much to them. Their pride took the forefront, the front seat. And what happened? When the Romans came, they all fled, including Peter, whom Jesus called by name. Luke 22 from verse 31 downwards, he said, Simon, Simon, I have prayed for you, because the devil has gotten his wish to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed that your faith may not fail. However, when you recover, strengthen your brothers and sisters. Oh, and Peter was all over him. Not at all. There is absolutely no way I'm going to abandon you. I'm ready to go to prison, to die for you. And Jesus said, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. Twice he warned him, but Peter refused to be vigilant. Peter let his pride in himself take control. We need to be careful, dear friends. That is exactly what Paul is saying. Be careful when you think you are standing, because you could fall. You could slip up and fall. And Peter did fall mightily three times before a little girl who simply asked him a question. Are you not one of them? She has not said you are in trouble. She simply asked the question. Are you not one of his people? No, I do not know that man. And I think when he recovered, Peter indeed strengthened his brothers and sisters and left us a very pointed message. First letter of St. Peter, chapter 5, from verse 8 downwards, he said, "Be calm, but vigilant. Be calm, but vigilant. Because your enemy, the devil, is prowling round like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. However, stand up to him, strong in faith, and secure in the knowledge that your brothers and sisters all over the world are undergoing the same test. The Lord God, who called you with grace, will secure your strength and confirm you in his grace." The words of the one who knew what it was to depend on himself, and yet he fell face first when temptation came. And we see also in the first reading that God is not after our mightiness, after our pride, after our loftiness, because he can use even the most humble of us here in the church to do his work. Moses. When did God begin to use Moses? Remember the story of Moses. From grace to grass. He was a prince in the house of Pharaoh. He had an army under him. He had power. He had authority. He had money. He had fame. He had aura. God did not approach him at that time to rescue Israel. It was only when he was humbled to the grass, from a prince in the house of Pharaoh to a simple shepherd, that was when God approached him in the burning bush that we read in the first reading and asked him to go back. In your humility, you will be strengthened. Go and rescue my people Israel. Dear friends, let us be proud that we are the people of God, but let that pride not get in the way of our humility to serve God in ourselves and our neighbors, not to compare ourselves to those who are going through hard times. In fact, I was very, very edified by the St. Vincent de Paul Stations of the Cross that we took on Friday. The very first station asked us to be careful. I think it was just in consonance with these readings we have today. It says we should be careful and rather see Jesus in those we call the addicts, the deadbeat dads, the runaway moms, those whom society will regard as nothing. Let us as Christians make effort to see Jesus in them. Let us not compare ourselves to them and think that we are better than them. After all, who was the first to gain paradise? A thief who had been condemned and accepted that he deserved what he was getting. He was the very first person to get into heaven. Peace be with you.